you, the guest that I'm about to introduce to you is one of the most fascinating that we are going to have on in this entire year. And maybe even beyond that, because he has unique ideas about education that he brings with him from Edmonton, Alberta, and which are being tried in some school districts here now in the United States. This gentleman's name is Angus Macbeth. He's on a North American tour being presented here in our area by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And we welcome Angus into the Frank Beckman Show. Nice to meet you.
Great to be here. I love being here where the Red Wings play.
Yeah, there you go, except your Oilers beat us in the playoffs.
I didn't want to mention that, but we beat the heck out of you.
Yeah, well, you did. And made it made it right to the Stanley Cup Finals, too, where you got your just desserts.
Yes, well, we got
if
desserts.
If Doc Souk had not been hurt, I'm telling you, it would have been different.
Well, next year in Jerusalem.
It's good to meet you. I've been reading these stories about what you did in the Edmonton School District. And where would you like to begin with your approach and what you did and how you changed education in Edmonton? You had the traditional school system as we know it in the United States, correct?
Yes, we were as traditional as you can get and self-satisfied and resting on our laurels as well as you know anybody knows how to. And we had a superintendent then who looked ahead and said, well, what if the world changed? Would we be ready to compete? So what if there was a time when I was a kid when the only cars on the roads were North American ones? Somebody might have asked the question, what if other countries started making cars? How would we respond? And it was the same question. Mm-hmm. What if parents had a choice? Would they choose Edmonton Public? So we started to do some things systematically over the last 30 years to try and make our school district, help it survive, because we believe kids should be educated in the public system. So we opened up all of our schools to every kid in the system can choose whichever school they want to go to. 57% of them do. And every spring, parents go shopping with their children for a school. And schools try to demonstrate how good they are. And
so the schools compete for the kids?
Absolutely. They put ads in newspapers, ads on the side of the roads. They hold open houses. They try to demonstrate their strengths. And it's as competitive a market as I've ever seen.
What's the advantage for the schools in getting the kids to come there?
Well, the advantage for the schools is, number one, you make sure that you're... The way the money works is the money in Edmonton follows the child. So if a child goes to another school, the money goes with them. And if it helps provide money for overhead in your school, the more children you have, because you reduce costs based on efficiencies. And as well, a school can close if its parents choose to move their children elsewhere. We had 4 school closures last year, and ostensibly what had happened is they lost their customer base. And so...
You turned it into a business model.
Yes, it is a business model in many, many ways. Not that the teaching is business. The teaching is... We don't want to commodify our children, but we do use business principles to ostensibly try to make sense of something as complex as running a $700 billion business.
Do you have a school board that runs all the schools? You still have that?
Yes, we have an elected school board. We have a state government or provincial government that specifies what it is children should learn. We have state measures or provincial measures and tests, I mean, and we have district tests, and all our results are public, and every school sets targets to improve every year.
Well, I see a lot of parallels to what we have right now here, say, in the state of Michigan, where kids are given a choice, and they can go to many different schools rather than the one that they are in, and the money does follow them. How is it different? Why does it work differently in Edmonton, though? Where is the difference from our system?
Well, I think in Edmonton, and I can't speak for Michigan, but in Edmonton, if a child goes to a charter school, the government of Alberta fully funds that program. If a child goes to a private school, the government partially funds that program. Mm-hmm. So you can access private education for $1,500 a year, $2,000, $2,500, non-residential private school. So I think that might be different in that there are more publicly funded choices for children. Plus, every other school district around Edmonton is open to receive enrollment from our city. because we're surrounded by satellite cities, like suburban cities. So everybody there is practicing open competition. So there's lots of choices. I think it's possible that children in Edmonton have more choices. There's more possibility of choices, so that people feel that they have more purchasing power maybe in Edmonton than in Michigan, but I don't know.
Are there fewer administrative costs?
Well, we reduced some of our administrative costs because in 1996, we took all our central office money just about and turned that into the schools. So if a school needed painting, the principal said, well, you know, last time this school needed painting, the painting department decided whether it needed painting, and we had to wait for 3 years. And when they got here, they kicked us out on the day we were trying to do our tests. So we're going to go to tender through the tendering system, and we're going to hire whoever the lowest bidder is. And it might be an outside painting firm. So because our tradesmen have to bid, our internal tradesmen have to submit a tender as well, or a bid. And if they're not the low tender, then they don't get the job.
So your principal seems to be, if you'll excuse the shortcut in vernacular, in charge of the purse strings here. He has much more control over how money is spent in his school.
Well, actually, on certain things, principals have total control in consultation with staff and parents. And people behave differently when you have the money close to you. We had nagged them for years to save money on utilities, and it went in one ear and out the other, like having kids at home. When we said to the principals in 86, you can have the utilities money, and if you save any, we'll let you keep it and spend it in your school. They saved, this doesn't sound like a lot now, but they saved $2 million in the first year.
Hmm. Really?
And that money, instead of being sent to the utility companies, was put into classrooms.
Sure. Let's bring Ryan Olson into the discussion, Director of Education Policy, if I may, with the Mackinac Center. Get that microphone real close to you there, Ryan. Good to see you. Welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
What's the draw for the Mackinac Center in this? What is the fascination with this sort of educational system that that Angus has implemented in Edmonton, and what are the applications here?
Well, our work in education policy is focused on improving education, primary and secondary education, for all Michigan children. And when we heard the story of Edmonton Public Schools, how they have raised student achievement, increased graduation rates, we thought that that's a story that Michigan superintendents and citizens should hear so that we could learn from it. And what we have learned, I think, and what some superintendents have heard while Angus has been in Michigan, is that schools should be transparent with their results, with their student achievement. Parents should be given more choices, because that encourages all schools to improve.
How is it different in Edmonton from what we have in Michigan right now? Where do you see the differences?
Well, one major difference is that in Michigan, children don't have as many choices. There's a limited number of charter schools, and it's great if there's a charter school in the area that a parent wants to send a child to, but there may not be one in the area, or that charter school may be full. Likewise, if a parent wants to send a child to a neighboring district that they feel is better, safer, provides a better education, whatever their reasons may be, they may not have that opportunity because that district may not be open. So there's more, it's a more closed system here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.